Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archie podcast season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is François on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in season 3 of Comme d'Archie, episode 37. Today we have a text from the point of view of Tom Benoit about a CETA architecture office project. I am Tom Benoit. Philosopher, essayist, and architectural consultant. The views I express, whether in architecture or philosophy, always extract themselves from any kind of intellectual dictatorship. I believe that thought should be conceived in the same way as architecture, with boldness and structure. Because during our interview, Anne-Charlotte Dupont and I mentioned the identity aspect of architecture, and also the identity character of Marseille, I will say a few words about a rehabilitation project led by the architect Guillaume Gilbert of the CETA Architecture Agency. Today, rehabilitation must be considered as one of the main segments of architecture. Of course, it is not the most noble, at least not the most exciting. However, in an era in which the architectural heritage is qualitatively represented by buildings that are almost two centuries old, building today, as those who built yesterday would have done if they were alive today, becomes an art in itself, a material and sociological art. Architecture seems to me to reach the height of romanticism when its broad outlines have an underlying humanistic dimension. In 1860, Napoleon III came to Marseille to inaugurate the jewel of architect Pascal Coste, the Palais de la Bourse, still recognized today as the flagship of the Second Empire in the city of Marseille. This year, the CETA agency delivered a renovation of the building, working on 2,500 square meters of interior surface. Among other things, the project management team had to rethink the various levels of a building erected in the 19th century so that they could be adapted to contemporary ways of working, requiring the installation of modular workstations conducive to the use of digital tools and co-working. The risk? Betraying the spirit of the place. Soiling its reverse side. Burning its essence. Bad architects would have given in to the temptation to choose a consensual, and therefore a tonic and lazy, option, which consists of using materials that poorly evoke the tone of an inimitable era. However, the CETA team has shown a subtle ability to deploy a tailor-made methodology, demolishing without regret the current fittings from the previous 40-year-old renovations to let the original moldings, gypseries, marbles, and stones reappear. Naturally, the rebirth of the Second Empire, which was not dead but had fallen asleep under the thick roof of the 1980s, sounded like a blank check to architects who could now undertake all kinds of innovations, even the most high-tech. The success story aspect is that it doesn't seem to me that this is a rehabilitation, but rather a stone added to an edifice for which it was not appropriate to write a short chapter or even the epilogue, but rather the continuation of the story. Just as the importance of being contextualist comes into play when Jean Nouvel studies a hotel project in the Syrian desert, when a rehabilitation concerns a building whose architecture is the symbol of a city, and whose use impacts the entrepreneurial identity of the city, the contextual quest is inevitable. What appealed to me most of all in Guillaume Gilbert's approach is that with this project, more than a contextual architect, he shows himself as a circumstantial architect. That is to say, an architect whose factual context has primacy over the symbolic contexts. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.